I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China and the United States continue to snap at each other over everything from trade to COVID-19. But that won't stop the work of the Holy Spirit. Plus, kids in the Middle East and North Africa have a source for good information about the crisis and many other issues they face. We'll explain that in just a few moments. But first, China and U.S. relations remain tense this week. President Trump threatened to cut ties entirely with China earlier this month. Now, the dynamic is complex, with tensions revolving around several factors: trade, finances, COVID-19, and technology, just to name a few. It's still unclear how policy changes will affect ministry, but Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says their partners are ready to go as soon as officials lift the COVID-19 restrictions.
We're ready for a bunch of Bibles being handed out to individuals by our local partners, hopefully in the very near future.
Bibles for China works with partnering Chinese churches to get legal Bibles into the hands of rural believers. The ministry has helped provide God's Word to remote churches since 2011.
The mandate for us is to provide scriptures to those who cannot or would not have it otherwise. And the avenue may change, but that mandate remains.
And while the headlines may be politically focused, use them as a reminder to pray for China. Ask God to guide Bibles for China's leaders.
With some of the changes in policy, the politics, the COVID crisis, only God knows what tomorrow holds. We need to be ready to continue to do what God has called us to do. From the very beginning, Bibles for China has relied upon the direction of the Holy Spirit and the opening of doors that are well beyond our ability to understand. And we're confident that'll continue to happen in our ministry. God will open doors in spite of some of this stuff.
Next, World Missionary Press is one of many ministries all over the world that are affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
So much of what we provide for is open evangelism, house-to-house, street evangelism, things like that. And in many, many countries, that has come to a halt. They are just waiting for opportunities for the country to be opened again so they can continue.
During this lockdown, we as Christians can take the opportunity to pray for these ministries as they continue to reach people with the hope of Christ.
We do need prayer that these shipping containers would be released and that there would be opportunities to send them out, because our people on the field are telling us there's a hunger for the word, there's an opening for the word, people are fearful, and they are looking at great opportunities to give out the word when it gets there.
The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted everyday lives, businesses, and ministries nationwide, but it's also opened doors for the Word of God to be provided to those who may not have had access to it. So pray that those seeds take root. And as the pandemic continues to reach into almost every corner of the world, trustworthy information can be difficult to identify. That's why organizations like Sat7, which broadcasts Christian programming in Arabic to the Middle East and North Africa, continues to keep their viewers informed. Juliana Sfer says their widespread focus helps keep their audience up to date.
With education, social development, and health, what we offer is always needed in this region. And everyone can benefit from it, no matter the religion, the race, the gender, nationality, ethnic background, socioeconomic status, etc.
And one of the most important demographics they're reaching? Kids. Sat7 Academy provides dedicated educational programming for kids. It includes shows like Puzzle, a game show that lets kids learn about human rights like protection from child marriage. According to Sat7's Nicoletta Michael,
we brought together a micro-society of today by shedding a light on the new and enduring challenges of the region and how the children are experiencing these new and enduring challenges.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.